This is News Talk.
And as you can imagine, it's all about indoor dining on the front pages this morning. So I'll just run you through the headlines, beginning with the Irish Daily Mirror. Pubs are back in business. Fully vaccinated punters indoors by next week, but pass forgers face a €2,000 fine or jail. The Irish Daily Star. Serving time reopening law is finally signed off on. The Irish Independent. Indoor opening gets green light. New system in place by July 23rd. The Irish Times. Government clears way for indoor hospitality. Pubs and restaurants will be required to seek evidence of vaccination or immunity. The Irish Daily Mail. Sweetener for double jabbed. It talks about the, a vaccine bonus, and the most obvious bonus now being that more than 2 million fully vaccinated people will be able to eat and drink indoors from next week at the earliest, after Cabinet last night agreed new laws enabling pubs and restaurants to open their doors. And finally, on the whole area of indoor dining, the Irish Examiner. First vaccine certs issued today. Fully vaccinated people going to start getting their COVID certs today to allow them enjoy an indoor meal or drink from next week. And what's interesting, you may have heard in the news there at 6 o'clock, Minister Catherine Martin talking about these compliance officers that will be going in to make sure that everyone is fully vaccinated and no one is forging their passes. But what the Irish Examiner says this morning is that under the plans, Gardaí won't be performing spot checks to check if people are vaccinated once indoor hospitality reopens. The guards will be called if there's a suspicion of forgery or if a premises has failed an inspection. But what the Examiner says is that these compliance officers will be coming in and checking. However, they only work office hours, so it rules out any late night checks. So if they work 9 to 5, anyone going into a pub or restaurant after 5 o'clock might get away with being checked. I am sure that they'll be looking at changing the hours of the compliance officers. Otherwise, one would assume it would be a waste of time, considering that some of these restaurants only open after working hours, after office hours. So we shall see what happens with that. The Irish Times, by the way, talking about COVID-19, and it's something we haven't actually mentioned in quite a while. What are the symptoms of COVID-19? And they have changed. So the Irish Times says that the most common current symptoms linked to COVID-19, but more specifically to the Delta variant, are a sore throat, a cough, and nasal congestion. So just be aware of that. Sore throat hadn't been mentioned as much as this sort of nasty cough, but it seems to be the number one symptom now for the Delta variant. This is according to a survey of GPs by GP Buddy, and it found that a sore throat was the most commonly reported symptom by patients in a survey of GPs it undertook last week. And as the Irish Times says, this marks a change in the symptoms previously linked to COVID-19, nasal congestion, sinus congestion, and then a fever. So just be aware of that. Also things like a runny nose, muscle aches, and pain. They are the symptoms now of COVID-19 in this country. On to something completely different, and there's still a lot of talk about Micheál Martin's leadership in the papers this morning and ministers coming out supporting him. And the Irish Times has an internal poll into how voters view Fianna Fáil. Apparently they view the party as not united, but the Irish Independent this morning says that rebel Fianna Fáil backbencher Mark McSharry is actively seeking the names of TDs to sign a motion of no confidence in Micheál Martin, and apparently Mark McSharry has spent months trying to gather the names of 10 TDs to spark a heave against the Taoiseach, and he's understood to have told colleagues that he's now close to reaching the number of TDs needed to cause a heave, but he's still a number of names short. And if he gets the 10 names, well, then you could spark a motion of no confidence, which would be held by secret ballot within 5 days. So hasn't gone away for the Taoiseach. As one source is quoted in the Irish Independent as saying, Jim O'Callaghan may have played himself out of the game, but the game is certainly still on. Now, Boris Johnson and Priti Patel over across the water, they're in The Guardian this morning because they've been accused of hypocrisy over their stance on racism in football after condemning the abuse of 3 black England players, despite previously refusing to criticise fans who booed the team for taking the knee. I mean, if you were these politicians, you should really say silent on issues like this, because if you're going to criticise people for supporting anti-racism at matches, you then can't criticise the abuse of players. And The Guardian has been having a look this morning at instances of abuse which have been levelled at the three players who missed the penalties at the Euro final. And what The Guardian has found is 120 instances at least of England players receiving direct racial abuse on Twitter within hours of the game. And most messages contained the N-word. Others compared players to monkeys or used emojis associated with racist slurs. It's just shocking how this is still going on. Final story for you comes from The Telegraph this morning. And if you're looking for love, well, maybe switch off the old dating apps and look a bit closer to home, because 2/3 of couples start out as friends, according to a study which suggests that instead of putting your faith in dating apps, you should look around your friends group. Research found that 68% of relationships began as friendships, and it was higher among people in their 20s and among the LGBTQ plus community there. And what the researchers now say is that the lines between friendship and romance are blurry. Maybe that goes back to the old thing that men and women can't be friends. Maybe it'll end up in a relationship. Anyway, that's in the Telegraph this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.